No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse. Boy, we've been driving exclusives all morning. Dropped the brand new DLA. D-A-L-A. We dropped the brand new Fat Joe. Another exclusive inside the madhouse this time. All the way for real, man. Y'all say what's up to my man, Ro Timmy, a.k.a. Dre from Power.
What up, boy?
Here's on everybody Instagram screen this week. They mad at you, bro. They mad at you.
Hey, I'm just doing my job.
They just mad at so he don't get fined.
I'm going to get fined. That's all. Exactly.
Hey, bro, Timmy, they mad. Julio got knocked off on Power, man.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. It was a good episode, though, right?
It was great. Great was episode. Great episode. Mm-hmm.
So, Ro Timmy, I read earlier this week that this episode was actually supposed to be two parts, mm-hmm. but Stars wouldn't give you all the extra episode. Mm-hmm. That's true?
I don't know.
Okay. But I also read that 50 Cent and Stars have sort of been going at it, and they might pull it from Stars. You know anything about that?
You know, 50 is a brilliant marketing genius, you know what I mean? So you really don't know why he's saying certain things. Mm-hmm. And again, like, as an actor on this show, they don't really get us involved in the higher-up conversation. Okay. So what y'all hearing is strictly between them. We don't get that information.
Oh, like Kanan said. If 50 Cent said it,
he probably
I believe that.
He probably said it.
I believe that.
He probably did that. So, man, like, you know, because, you know, everybody's been on your side from since you've been on the show. But
since
now,
you stabbed old girl.
Yes, but now it's like flipping. Like, yeah. And it's supposed to. Yeah. Now it's like flipping. So, you know, you got a big show tonight. What you think the response is going to be like? Not for the music, but for your character on the show. What you think the response is going to be like?
Oh, they go crazy. They just go crazy, period. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. again, like, the cool thing about being on the stage now is they're able to separate everything from the show. You know, it's like, when they say Ro Timmy, it's, oh, snap, this is the dude I love for his music.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing. Like, maybe 2 years ago, it would have been so attached to it. Mm-hmm. But in terms of now, like, it's a different thing now.
So you ain't had nobody run up on you. Dre, why you do that? Why you do that?
I had some. It was like, oh, my God, I love you. I love your stuff. But you got to die.
But in the show though.
Oh my God.
So do you sit back and watch the show and you think to yourself, like, even though you did it, you filmed it, you're the character, you look back at the show like, oh man, this is good. Ooh, oh, what's gonna happen next?
Yes, bro.
You do?
Yeah, because we do the work and we read it and we have table readings together. Mm-hmm. But in terms of us actually seeing it come to life, that's the first time I'm seeing it.
Oh wow. Mm.
So I'm watching it. One, critiquing how I can do better, mm-hmm. but then I watch it again as a fan and be like, oh, this is ill. This is one of the best ever.
What's been the craziest scene that, like you said, like, it's y'all first time watching this, so what's been the craziest scene you went back and watched over the years and been like, man, that was a dope, crazy scene?
There's a scene that I did later in the show that it hasn't even happened yet.
Oh, okay.
And it's with me and Joe Shakur, who plays Tommy.
Okay.
And it's so ill. Like, I've never been so invested in it where even when they said cut, like, I was still in that mode of feeling. I've never been there, you know what I mean? And working with him, like, he's one of the best actors out, you know what I mean? So, like, it pushes you to be on that level. So I left there, he said cut. He tried to talk to me, I was like, man, get out my face. Get out my face, Joe. Like, it was one of those things, man.
And you know what? Speaking of being in that place, Omar Epps talked about, you remember the scene in Juice where him and Tupac shot that scene?
Yeah, yeah.
He talked about exactly that. He said Pac lived. He said when he looked at Pac in his eyes as an actor, he said he saw the character. Mm-hmm. He didn't see Tupac for like 2 or 3 days. He was like, he just straight saw Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, that's being there as an actor.
It goes there, bro. Yeah. And again, for me, I'm still new and it's my fourth year really like acting, you know? And so having those type of layers now is just like, okay, I feel the growth in myself. Like, that's when it was like, oh, so now this is getting real.
That's, I know the feeling because, you know, the movies that...
that you've done.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what happened?
Is that what happened, bro?
Because you got to bring yourself into that character. Uh-huh.
You do have to bring yourself into the character.
You have to like separate who you are.
Uh-huh. Shut up. Jessica, what you got?
The person that you want to be.
So I also read that Angela, the woman that plays Angela on the show, was getting like real life threats.
Yeah.
Has that happened to you?
No.
I'm pretty sure it was women that were sending Angela death threats, and I don't think any woman's gonna send Rotimi a death threat.
Hey, it's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. 2 Chainz, Trey Songz, Jhené Aiko. Rotimi live inside the Madhouse with Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. He's going to be performing live tonight with your boy, August Alcina. And you know, we got the meet and greet passes that we gave up. So shout out to everybody who won meet and greet passes to the show. And y'all say, what's up to Rotimi in the building on my live?
What up, though?
Performing live tonight. So what kind of show can the people expect from Rotimi tonight?
Man, well, you know, I'm performing my new project, Jeep Music, you know, that comes out tomorrow. And it's really like the whole story of my relationship, like everything that just happened, you know, it was really what happened. So I documented it, and I was with her when I was in college, so when I got my first check, to now being on, you know, on the platform that I'm on. Mm-hmm. So it was just everything. So tomorrow, actually, you guys will be able to get that everywhere. Want More is out right now, but yeah, it's just the truth, man. So you get that, and you get the high energy and just dope vocals.
How did you land on the show Power? Like, how did you land on that show?
Power, man, it was I auditioned like everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, and the misconception musically is like, oh, because you got on because 50. Nah, I didn't tell 50 about music at all. It was he discovered it a year after that.
After he was already on the show.
Yeah, he's discovered it. But I auditioned, you know, I went in there and I brought props, man. I wasn't leaving that room without that job.
What kind of props you brought in there?
I brought like a rolled up napkin for a cigarette. I brought an empty Crown Royal bottle. It was everything, dog. I was like, nah, I'm gonna go get this. I have to have this.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
What was that audition process like?
I had to kind of really bet on myself. You know, they called me, they were like, Rotimi, you know, you have to fly out to LA, and even with flying out there, you won't be able to go in the room yet. You got to put yourself on tape. So just in case they bring your tape, you know, then. So I put myself on tape, and I didn't hear nothing for the next 2 weeks. I was in LA.
Just in LA.
Just hustling, you know, just working, you know. And I got the call, like, you know, Courtney loved my tape, so she brought me in, and then I had to do it in front of her and the writers, and then I had to do it in front of Stars and all the whole network.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's been watching Power, man. The world loves it right now.
Yeah.
Where's it going for the rest of the season, and what's next to come?
It was good seeing you guys.
Every time
Rotimi comes, he's like, y'all trying to get me caught up.
Yeah. We can't get one exclusive. Like, is Tommy going to get thrown out a window? Is he going to get ghost back from robbing
it? Cut the cameras off.
We're going to talk about the past episode.
We all see it.
Hold on. What was the face he made earlier?
What? What? But like I said earlier, man, this last episode, yeah. I mean, like they said at the end of the episode, they said, you know, this is a dark episode for you.
Yeah.
You know, your character is really beginning to develop.
Yes.
And we could see that on screen. It's really dope.
Thanks, man. You know, it's a testament to the writing, you know, and they let me work, you know, they let me show what I could do. And the fact that it's affecting people so strongly means I'm doing, you know, what I needed to do.
Yeah, the whole cast is dope, though.
Yeah, everybody.
Like, the whole show is dope.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's ill, man. Everybody's so talented.
That's how you know the cast is dope, because everybody hates Angela.
Yeah.
Everybody hates her.
Was she more hated than Holly?
I think so.
Especially in the black community, because black women hate when other black women break up their homes.
Yeah.
So what if Angela was black?
Oh, she would really. Oh, my goodness.
Would
what?
It be even worse?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably so.
It'd be 20 times.
I don't know.
Jessica, you a woman. So
I don't know.
What
I don't
think?
Know.
Really?
I don't know.
You don't think so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I think.
I mean, it still
is,
would be bad, but I don't know if it would be that bad.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be worse.
Okay. Because
she's of other descent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what is she?
So, are you getting any movie scripts available to you?
Yeah, you know, the cool thing is, man, I'm getting a lot of offers now. You know, it's changing, you know, the air is opening up a little bit more. So it's happening. So I'm deciding which ones I want to get into.
I just started watching Deuces the other day.
Oh, yeah.
On Netflix. Yeah.
So music or acting? Which one you love the most right now?
Still music. But the thing is, being on Power is the only thing that can make me say that something's close to being the feeling of being a musician.
Okay. Really? Okay. I got
that
you.
That job is like the only one I could say that about.
Rotimi, live inside the Madhouse. Check him out tonight at the Fillmore with August Alcina. Let's get up out of here, guys. You know how we do it.